Pod Quiz 1057. Hello everyone, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1057. Before we start, I would like to thank Kaylin, who came up with the idea for round one this week. And also, thank you to new Patreon patrons, Savannah and Mike.
Round one.
It's a connections music round this week, so there are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number five, you need to identify the connection between those pieces of music.
Question one.
Chalk on the sidewalk, writing on the wall. Everybody knows it. I love Paul. Tall Paul, tall Paul, tall Paul. He's my all. Chalk on the sidewalk,
chalk on the sidewalk.
Dishes on a tree,
dishes on a tree.
Everybody knows it.
Question two.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to
Question three.
Licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, 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 baby. Oh, my body's saying let's go. Oh, but my heart is saying no.
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a
Question four.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Tell me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Question five.
So yes, I'd like the connection between those pieces of music, and I'll give you a clue. You need to think about the artist's early careers.
Round two.
Round two is on Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Question six.
The prehistoric town of Bedrock is the setting for which Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
Question 7.
Which of these cartoon cats was not a Hanna-Barbera creation? Snagglepuss, Sylvester, or Top Cat?
Question 8.
What does Hanna-Barbera character Yogi Bear like to steal from visitors to Jellystone Park?
Question 9.
George, Jane, Elroy and Judy were the names of the family members in which Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
Question 10.
In the Wacky Races, which character drives the compact pussycat?
Round three.
Round three is on places. You're about to hear five short clips from city travel guides. And in each case, I'd like you to tell me the name of the city.
Question 11.
Dealey Plaza is a small public park in the West End neighborhood of downtown. It is home to an interesting neo-Romanesque building. However, this place is not known for its architecture, but for the assassination of the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. The six-floor museum on Dealey Plaza is a museum in the former Texas School Bank Depository Building.
Question 12.
Welcome back to another beautiful cloudy day,
Cloudy day.
Because this town, you believe it or not, is known as the most cloudiest town here in New Zealand.
Oh,
my
God.
This is a great example right now we have. So we have it in the background. We have a great example of clouds. And there you go. So we're going to explore this beautiful town, the most southern city here in New Zealand.
And you know, this town is known for having the oldest cars here in New Zealand.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so you'll see a lot of old-fashioned cars. You'll see a lot of old-timers going around.
Question 13.
As a designated UNESCO World Heritage Site, the San Augustine Church is a national treasure and one of the most popular places to visit in the Philippines. This Catholic church has a unique history that is reflected in the details of the building. If you look closely, you will see both Chinese and Spanish influences in the design. The capital of the Philippines is an exciting and energetic metropolis.
Question 14.
Your adventure begins on the world-famous Copacabana Beach, a 4-kilometer-long stretch of golden sand that has hosted numerous events, including the annual New Year's Eve fireworks extravaganza. Your first stop is the awe-inspiring Christ the Redeemer statue. It stands 30 meters tall atop Corcovado Mountain, offering a panoramic view of the city.
Question 15.
Is located on the west coast of British Columbia in Canada. Nestled between the Pacific Ocean and the coastal mountains, this city has stunning natural surroundings and a vibrant urban scene. Situated at the northwestern edge of the downtown area, Stanley Park is Vancouver's first, largest, and most beautiful urban park.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is sport.
Question 16.
In motor racing, what pattern of flag is traditionally waved at the end of the race as the winner crosses the finishing line?
Question 17.
What is the diameter of a standard baseball hoop? 14 inches, 16 inches, or 18 inches?
Question 18.
Which worldwide collection of over 2,000 5-kilometer foot races taking place every Saturday morning started as the Bushy Park Time Trial in 2004?
Question 19.
Boxer Jake LaMotta's autobiography was adapted into which 1980 Martin Scorsese film?
Question 20.
In which sport can you be out for a duck if you are eliminated before scoring? I shall be back in a little over 4 minutes for the answers after The Snails with a song called Barbera.
Fence and into the door.
answer.
Number one was Tall Paul by Annette Funicello. Number two was Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. Number three was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Number four was Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake. And number five, The Connection, all of those singers were former Disney Mouseketeers on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Round two.
Round two was on Hanna-Barbera cartoons, and the answer to number six, the cartoon set in the town of Bedrock, was The Flintstones. Number seven of the cartoon cats I mentioned, only Sylvester was not a Hanna-Barbera creation. Number eight, Yogi Bear liked to steal picnic baskets from visitors to Jellystone Park. Number nine, George, Jane, Elroy and Judy were the Jetsons. And number 10, in the Wacky Races, the driver of the compact pussycat is Penelope Pitstop.
Round three.
Round three was Places, and the answer to number 11 was Dallas. Former Texas School Bank Depository Building. Number 12 was Invercargill. Number 13 was Manila. The capital of the Philippines is an exciting and energetic metropolis. Number 14 was Rio de Janeiro. Corcovado Mountain, offering a panoramic view of the city. And number 15 was Vancouver. And most beautiful
urban park. Round 4.
The fun round was sport, and the answer to number 16, the flag waved at the end of a motor race is the checkered flag. Number 17, a standard basketball hoop is 18 inches in diameter. Number 18, the Bushy Park time trial evolved into what's now known as Park Run. Number 19, the Martin Scorsese film based on the autobiography of Jake LaMotta was Raging Bull. And number 20, you can be out for a duck in cricket. Okay, that's it for Pod Quiz 1057. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. Just a couple of messages this week. To Brian from Dale, all my love on our 25th anniversary. May every year ahead continue to be the best one yet. And shout out to Ali, who is Gary's favourite Pod Quiz buddy. Okay, I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. Bye now.